Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive. You know, I love it when you guys send in some really juicy stuff, and this one is no exception.
Oh, yeah.
You sent us a whole stack of articles about the Dutch government and their adventures in AI.
Yeah.
And let's just say not all of it is going according to plan.
Right. Yeah. No, this is,
That's all.
it's interesting because these aren't just, like technical glitches, like, oh, we had a server error or, our model drifted or something like that.
Right.
This is about like how AI implementation can go wrong in a way that has like real consequences for real people.
Exactly. And we're talking about the intersection of like technology and government and just the very human cost when these systems don't work the way that they were intended.
Yeah.
So for those of you who haven't been following the Dutch news lately, no judgment, those strip waffles aren't going to eat themselves.
Oh,
We're going to
well,
break down two major AI scandals that have been rocking the Netherlands.
and I think what's so interesting about this is that, these scandals really raise important questions about oversight and accountability and the unintended consequences of technology that I think resonate far beyond the Netherlands.
Absolutely. So scandal number one, the Toastlagen affair.
Catchy
Yeah,
name.
catchy name, right? Sadly, the reality is anything but.
Yeah.
Imagine this. You're a family in the Netherlands. Maybe you're struggling a bit financially. So you apply for some government assistance,
Right.
childcare benefits, things like that. It's a system that's designed to help families, a safety net.
Yeah. And for a long time it worked. But then the Dutch tax department decided to revamp their system, aiming for efficiency.
Okay.
Enter
Yeah.
the algorithms.
Oh boy, here we go.
Yeah.
I can already sense things are about to take a turn.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like, they implemented an AI system to detect fraud,
Right.
hoping to weed out any illegitimate claims.
Yeah.
And on paper, maybe that sounds like a reasonable goal. The problem was the algorithm they built wasn't exactly what you'd call nuanced.
Nuance and algorithms don't exactly go hand in hand.
Yeah, right.
What?
It's like asking a robot to understand sarcasm.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, in this case, the lack of nuance had devastating consequences.
Okay.
Thousands of families, many who desperately needed this financial help, were wrongly flagged as fraudulent by this AI.
So families who genuinely qualified for aid were being penalized because of a computer program. How did that
Awesome.
even happen?
That's where it gets even more concerning.
Okay.
The algorithm was basically a black box,
Okay.
meaning even the caseworkers using it didn't fully grasp how it was making decisions.
Oh, wow.
They just saw a red flag next to someone's name and often took action without questioning the system.
So it's not just that the algorithm itself was flawed, but there was a lack of transparency and human oversight in how it was used.
Precisely.
Gotcha.
And the consequences for these families were dire. We're talking people ordered to repay enormous sums of money they didn't actually owe, often tens of thousands of euros.
Wow.
Some people lost their homes, were driven into bankruptcy, and in the most tragic cases, some families were even torn apart, with children being placed in foster care.
That's horrifying. I can't even imagine the stress and despair those families must have felt. It's heartbreaking.
It was a complete human tragedy. And while any system can have flaws, a report from Amnesty International titled Xenophobic Machines revealed a chilling pattern in this case.
Okay, Xenophobic Machines is a title that immediately grabs your attention. What did this report uncover?
The report found that the AI system used by the Dutch tax department was disproportionately flagging families of non-Dutch origin as potentially fraudulent. Wow, having a last name that didn't sound Dutch,
Right.
or even just using a second language in your communication with the tax authorities,
Yeah.
increased your chances of being flagged regardless of your actual financial situation.
So not only was the system fundamentally flawed, but it seems like those flaws were amplified when it came to anyone who didn't fit a very specific and frankly discriminatory profile.
Yeah, and it's, it's people's lives. We're talking about homes lost, families torn
Right.
apart,
Yeah.
all because of a system that was supposed to help them.
Okay, so we have this massive scandal unfolding. Lives are being ruined. A government seemingly unable to grasp the gravity of the situation. This is where I'd usually ask, but surely someone tried to stop this, right? But given what we've covered so far, I'm almost afraid to hear the answer.
Well, you're right to be skeptical, but in this case, there were people who saw what was happening and refused to stay silent. One of the key figures in all of this is Pieter Omtzigt,
Okay.
a Dutch politician who became a sort of unlikely hero of this whole thing.
Okay, tell me more about this Omtzigt guy. How does one become the hero of a tax scandal? That doesn't sound like the most glamorous gig.
You're right. It's not exactly the stuff of Hollywood blockbusters, but Omsic's story is remarkable. He's known for his meticulous attention to detail, his unwavering commitment to justice, and his refusal to back down from a fight, even when it pits him against the establishment. So a real bulldog, huh? Someone who sees a problem and refuses to let go until it's fixed? That's a great way to put it. When Omtet caught wind of what was happening with the tax authority's AI system, he started asking questions, demanding answers. He brought the issue to Parliament, pushing for a full investigation into the algorithm and its impact on families.
And I'm assuming he wasn't exactly met with open arms.
No, not quite. You see, Omsic was going up against a powerful bureaucracy that, frankly, didn't want this scandal exposed. He faced pushback, attempts to discredit him, even efforts to silence him altogether. But he persisted, using his platform to shine a light on the injustice being inflicted on thousands of families.
Wow. So what was the outcome of all of this? Did anything actually change?
Well, Omsic's persistence, combined with a growing public outcry, eventually forced the Dutch government to acknowledge the failings of their AI system. It was a major victory, but the fight was far from over.
I can see where this is going. Admitting there's a problem is one thing, actually fixing it is another thing entirely.
Exactly. The Dutch government was forced to apologize for the harm caused by the system, and they promised compensation to the victims. But even that process has been fraught with delays, bureaucracy, a distinct lack of urgency.
So even after all of that, even with the scandal exposed and the government acknowledging their mistakes, many of the families affected are still waiting for justice.
Sadly, that's the reality.
Wow.
And it brings us to a pretty unsettling question. If a scandal of this magnitude, with such a clear human cost, doesn't lead to swift and decisive action, what will?
It makes you wonder about the systems we have in place to catch these kinds of problems before they spiral out of control and cause so much damage. It also makes you wonder if the Dutch government learned anything from this whole ordeal. And I think we already know the answer to that, don't we? Because while the Toosterlake affair was making headlines, another AI-driven disaster was brewing this time involving jobs.
Unfortunately, you're right. This time it was the turn of the UWV, the Dutch Public Employment Service, to have their own AI adventure. And let's just say it didn't go any smoother than the tax department's foray into the world of algorithms.
Oh boy, here we go again. I can already tell this is going to be good. Okay, hit me with it. What did the UWV do?
So the UWV, they're like the Dutch version of a job center, right? Helping people find work, connecting with employers, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's the general idea. And their goal, like many public employment services, was to streamline that process, make it more efficient. So they decided to invest in a brand new AI-powered job matching tool.
Okay, so far so good. I mean, on the surface, it makes sense. Using tech to connect job seekers with potential employers more quickly, that could be really helpful. Where did things start to go off the rails?
We'll start with the price tag, 65 million euros.
Whoa. Okay, that's not exactly pocket change. You could buy a lot of Stroopwafels with that kind of money. And presumably a pretty sophisticated AI system, too. Did it at least work? That's the real kicker. Despite the hefty price tag and the promises of revolutionary technology, the system was, to put it mildly, a flop.
Oh no.
Reports started surfacing that the AI was actually remarkably bad at its job.
Really?
We're talking about people being matched with positions that were completely unrelated to their skills or experience.
Wait, so a 65 million euro system that's worse than a random job board? That's almost impressive in its own right. How is that even possible?
It seems the old adage, garbage in, garbage out, applies to AI as well. Remember how we talked about the importance of data in training these systems? Well, it turns out the UWV's fancy new job matching tool was trained using data scraped from LinkedIn and other online sources.
Hold on, scraped, as in they just took people's data without asking.
That's the gist of it. And as you can imagine, that raised some serious red flags. Collecting and using personal data without consent is a big no-no in the world of data privacy.
To put it mildly, I mean, that's not just bad practice, it's potentially illegal. So we have another AI system, another government agency, and another massive scandal brewing. What was the response this time?
You'd think there would be a sense of deja vu, right? That the Dutch government would learn from the Toeslagen affair. But unfortunately, that wasn't quite the case.
Oh, I have a bad feeling about this.
The response from both the UWV and the Dutch Privacy Authority was, to be generous, underwhelming. There were some vague statements, a few promises to look into it, but no real sense of urgency, no real accountability.
So more of the same then. Sweep it under the rug and hope no one notices.
Sadly, that seemed to be the strategy. But just like with the Toseligan affair, there were individuals who refused to let this go, people who recognized the gravity of the situation and decided to speak out.
Okay, good. Because at this point, I need a win. I need to know that someone's out there fighting the good fight. Who was it this time?
This time, the whistleblower was Mark Dries, a recruitment expert with a platform called Recruitment Matters.
Okay.
He'd been critical of the UWV's AI plans from the start, arguing that they were rushing into a technology they didn't fully understand and hadn't properly thought out the consequences.
And when the whole data scraping thing came to light, he really went into overdrive, didn't he?
He did. Dries used his platform to call out the UWV and the company they'd hired to build the system, a company called 8Vance. He published articles, gave interviews, and kept the issue in the public eye.
So he was like the Peter Omsic of the job market, pushing for transparency and accountability.
Exactly. And Dries didn't just criticize, he offered solutions. He talked about the need for what he called human-centric AI.
Okay, that term keeps popping up. Human-centric AI. It sounds great in theory, but what does it actually look like in practice?
In a nutshell, it's about shifting the focus from just building smarter algorithms to building algorithms that are designed to serve humanity.
Okay.
That means prioritizing ethical considerations, ensuring transparency in how these systems are built and used, and always maintaining human oversight.
So not just letting the algorithms run wild and make decisions that impact people's lives without any way to understand why or challenge those decisions?
Precisely. It's about building trust and ensuring that AI is used as a tool for good, not as a weapon for discrimination or oppression. Imagine, for example, if the Dutch government had prioritized transparency in the Toseligan affair. People might have been able to understand why they were being flagged as fraudulent and could have challenged those decisions.
It's like the difference between feeling like you have some agency in your own life versus feeling like you're at the mercy of an uncaring and opaque system.
Exactly. And that's why these stories from the Netherlands are so important. They serve as a cautionary tale for all of us, regardless of where we live. As AI becomes more integrated into our lives, we need to be asking tough questions about how it's being used and who it's actually serving.
So what's the takeaway for our listeners? What can we do to ensure that AI is used ethically and responsibly, not just in the Netherlands, but everywhere?
First and foremost, stay informed. Pay attention to how AI is being used in your own life and in the world around you. Ask questions. Demand transparency from companies and governments that are using AI support organizations, that are fighting for ethical AI development and regulation. The future of AI is not predetermined. It's up to us to shape it.
Because the alternative is a world where algorithms are making life-altering decisions, and we have no idea why or how to challenge them. And that's a future we should all be working to avoid.
Absolutely.
And that, my friend, is a perfect place to wrap up another deep dive. Thank you for joining us today. A huge thank you to our expert for breaking down these complex issues. And to all of you listening, remember, the future of AI is not set in stone. Stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged.